You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Monday, December 4th, 2017, week 229 of Destiny Pizza. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steph.
And we're back.
We are back.
And it's in, And then we'll be back next week. And then we'll be off for 2 weeks.
Yeah, what are the, what, does it work out? You were going to miss it. Definitely.
Yeah, because I come back. Okay, so I fly out on the 10th, or no, the 11th, which, so we record next week.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss 1 week, and then we record on, like, Christmas Eve.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Only one, like.
Or the 23rd. Yeah.
Are you planning on seeing Star Wars, like,
in the day I come back?
Or are you only out?
Wait. I'm honestly planning on watching it on my way home from the airport. I'm going to stop by the Spectrum.
Got it.
That's the plan. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I might just be exhausted because it's that flight.
You'll see it.
The way it's arranged is, like, horrible.
Still. Got it.
It comes out in Singapore on the 14th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It earlier.
I mean, it's one day.
Don't care.
And it's literally like the same time.
Yeah, it's just they're a day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, total travel time. Is like 13 hours, 14 hours. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Or else, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, nearly 12 hours without the time difference.
For Brazil, or
Brazil back, because it's like Brazil to Houston, and that's 10 hours.
Yeah.
Or almost 10 and a half.
What's their clock? Are they like 3 hours?
They're 4 hours ahead of us, I think. It's 1 hour more than the East Coast. No, they're 6 hours ahead of us.
Oh, really? They're that.
Yeah. So that's my life. Right now, just trying to figure out how to navigate it.
Gotta figure out the time. What time it is. Yeah. Don't even know what time it is now.
I'm pretty sure it's way too late to be awake. To like just start waking up.
Yeah.
So let's get into it. If you're unfamiliar with this podcast, or maybe you just tuned in for the first time last week and you're like, oh, you guys just spoil movies.
Yeah, this is an interesting podcast.
No, we don't normally do that. Normally, we do 5 episodes a week, and it's superheroes and Star Wars on Monday, The Leftovers on Tuesday, We Viewed, Reviewed, and Discussion on Wednesday, This Week in, America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk on Thursday, and on Friday, we come back with Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, and then we do it all over again, and then we take a break,
yeah,
and we do it all over again.
This is actually a good time of year for like news. I feel like the holiday, especially that holiday one.
The holiday news,
like they all go on vacation. They're like, oh, there's no news.
Yeah, I think that's going to be different this year, though.
Probably.
But most of the news is going to be
last
like
a couple weeks. There's a lot of it.
Yeah, surprising. But I think the news is going to be like this person's fired. This person's fired.
That's a good
this
point.
Person's fired.
In that sense, yes, there'll be a lot.
Especially
of
with like Christmas party season coming around. Oh,
yeah.
Oof.
Oh no. I can imagine. Parties are now.
Yeah, they're like, okay, no one,
high alert.
Everyone wear a hula hoop and don't let anyone else in your hula hoop zone. That is called personal space.
You need to go over this again.
Yeah, there's like a straight up like a HR SWAT team that comes in.
Watching everybody now.
So let's get into it. some superhero movie news.
All right, we got some Gambit movie news. Lizzie Kaplan has joined as female lead.
I'm really disappointed she's not going to reprise her role as in the MCU.
That one chick who stole the...
The Chaturi
gun with that one.
Yeah.
She should come back. Maybe she's Hydra. I don't know. She's working for Sitwell.
Yeah.
Possibly they were Hydra.
I'd like to see them where, like, Sitwell just doesn't come in one day. Like, yeah. Where is he?
Now, yeah. He was our... Days.
And, like, they just are forgotten in the back office.
Yeah. That they need to... They should have cameo... They should cameo.
Because they're Lizzie Kaplan and...
Yeah, they're big. Somewhere in
the... And the other guy.
Yeah, he's so big we don't even know his name.
Yeah.
But he's that dude's face. You see his face, you'd be like, oh, it's that dude.
Yeah.
With that face.
Isn't it like Item 47 or something like that? Isn't that the name of those?
No. Or wait.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Right after.
Jesse Bradford.
There you go. That name.
He was in, he was in some stuff.
I don't think so.
He was in, Lockstoppers.
There you go, that's there. The one.
Romeo plus Juliet. He was in Hackers. So, guy has a career.
They could have brought him back. Like, that's, not too busy.
You'd be surprised, because last year, or he currently has 3 movies in post-production, Mike.
There you go.
The California No, Dead Awake, and The Year of Spectacular Men.
Good year.
Oh, he was also in The West Wing for 9 episodes. Mm. He was in Shooter. He was as Harris Downey. He's a recurring role.
Oh, the show.
The show.
Like, I was like, ooh.
He was in an episode of Love.
Oh, what?
Party in the Hills.
Don't remember.
He was in the party episode.
Oh.
It's easy to...
Yeah, there's a lot of...
So, this guy has a semblance of a career.
Yeah.
Poor guy. So, yeah. She's female lead. Is this the one that was supposed to go with that person? That French person? What's her name?
Oh.
I was going to say Beatrix Lerner.
I know who you're talking about. It's the one. Didn't we heard like rumors of the story that it's like 2 families or something?
I don't know about that.
I thought we heard that.
I'm surprised this movie's still being made. I'm surprised Justice League came out like weeks ago.
Oh, did you hear the thing about Justice League where they said the reason they were like wanted to get it out because they wanted their bonuses or whatever?
Oh,
executives wanted bonuses. They had to get the outer.
That's.
I didn't read deep.
That explains it.
Something about
I
like,
knew it.
Like they could have
pushed it back.
Yeah, obviously.
And well, that's like that's the reason Star Wars came out in December. That first time.
Oh, really?
The Force Awakens is because Bob Iger's contract was supposed to be up.
Yeah.
And he wanted that to be like his last thing he did.
Oh, really?
And it wouldn't have shown up on.
Oh. But that movie was originally back because it was May of that year.
Yeah.
And then they were like, oh.
Yeah. So it was supposed to be pushed back again to May.
Oh, the following May to May. Oh, yeah.
But they pushed it to December because Bob Iger. And then he ended up staying on, so they should have just pushed it back to May.
Yeah.
But it also says volumes that they don't push back anything.
Well, I think now that they've been so successful, they've only been 2 their Star Wars. They've been so successful. I mean, we'll see how the Han Solo.
I thought you were going to say, we'll see how Last Jedi does. I was like, yeah, I think it's going to flop.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, they, like, pre-sales tickets alone, I think they're all right.
Yeah.
With what they've done. But, like, Han Solo is actually in. Like,
yeah.
If that movie gets released.
Yeah, see, that's the Justice League for me. I don't.
You're like, that can't be real. They haven't shown us anything. That can't be real.
I'm still in shock that Infinity War is coming out.
That's crazy. That's the part.
Yeah. Like, give me something. I saw that trailer, but...
That's something.
More.
That's a lot.
I guess.
You don't need anything. Do you think... We didn't got anything for Last Jedi, I don't feel like. What's the Last Jedi? I don't know.
Does Kylo Ren kill his mom?
I don't know.
That's what... We got that. Does Rey join the dark side?
Smash people?
I would hope so.
Does Vision die? He's like struggling. I don't know.
Why is he human?
We'll talk about that trailer later. Anyway.
He's human.
He is.
That's weird.
I don't know what's going on there.
He's like constantly evolving.
That's not something. Giving me something.
I guess. Yeah.
I feel like that. That's
but I feel like that one clip we saw so much. That like bootleg clip.
In what?
That bootleg.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. We saw more in there. That's why.
That's why. We're and like, that was leaked out.
Yeah, I guess that's.
That's what I'm saying.
But aren't you glad we got more and not just that same stuff?
No, I wanted to see the legit same version.
Oh.
A clear version of that.
Well, it's not what we got. They like it. They're big about their exclusive stuff.
Yeah.
Would you rather get, like, Justice League? They even gave us clips, like, 2 years in advance.
That was,
I'm like,
no.
This is nonsense.
Yeah, because I didn't believe it was coming out. As
it's a movie, guys, see?
As a lot of people, and DC fans especially, don't believe that that's the... They want to see that Zack Snyder cut, and then Warner Brothers saying it doesn't exist.
I don't. Snyder cut's not
appealing to me.
It's still not better.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's more close to his vision, but I don't think it's a good.
Yeah.
I don't think Snyder cut. But yeah, it was weird seeing the. I went on the, like, the. When you go on the DC, like, subreddit.
Yeah.
For the movie. They were all
disgusting.
They were all freaking out about it, though. They're like, oh, this is terrible.
It's honestly like a disgusting.
But I was like, this is the highest like audience.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm more in line with the audience.
I want to meet one person from the DCEU subreddit.
Well, Zack Snyder is a genius.
And I was like, because then you can't say anything because they're like, well, Watchmen and 300 were the most successful movies of that year or something like that. And I was like, well, Sucker Punch sucked.
Yeah, a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, so. Congrats to Lizzie Kaplan.
Yeah. Got the role with Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
We got some Superman news. Henry Cavill is contracted to play Superman for one more film. So, don't know what film that will be, if Man of Steel 2, or if they'll shove him into one of these other movies, or if this universe just collapsed in on itself and they just stopped making.
That's my guess.
Who knows? We don't know. Who knows? He's got more film under contract. See what happens with that. I think they just scrap it. But or do the Flashpoint. I don't know if they're gonna do it, but fix everything with Flashpoint. I just don't go that far. Because in order to do Flashpoint right, it has to be
big
and
production.
You can't really do that
now.
The status of the way it is. So that it's like a weird. They should have just never made a Justice League and made a Flashpoint.
Yeah,
fixed it. They can't see that far ahead. They can barely see a film ahead. Like they're literally like, oh, we don't know what just numbers by, so can't even make.
I'm surprised it had such an effect on Justice League.
What?
Just like the rest of the universe, because at the end of the day, it's a Justice League movie.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. That all the movies had too much effect on each other.
Yeah,
like they should be more isolated. Like Man of Steel had a direct effect on Batman vs Superman, which had a direct effect.
In retrospect, though, people aren't wrong. I'm just surprised people aren't wrong. I'm surprised that people weren't like, you know what? It's at the end of the day, it's still a Batman and Superman movie, like Justice League.
Yeah. Well, it should be.
Yeah,
it really
but
wasn't.
Like, yeah, but like people.
Well, that's what they. That's what
no, but
Avengers
I'm saying like
does,
the average person. The average person.
Yeah.
I expect the average person to go into that movie no matter what.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen like that.
That's true.
That's what's shocking.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, I'm a little surprised. I guess people
because
really
people
just
always
did
say,
get burned.
Yeah, people always say like, oh, if it's a Batman movie, tickets will be sold.
Yeah.
Like you remember that it was that leak conversation that was like, oh, like. No one cares about the story.
Yeah.
People are going to see a Batman movie.
Yeah.
And I always thought that was somewhat true. Like,
yeah,
even with Superman.
I really did think there was a baseline for it that's higher than what they got.
Yeah.
I always thought, oh, that's the repeats and the other guys would go. Like,
the average normie.
The average guy would be like, oh, just let's go see what's up.
Yeah.
I guess it. I don't know how people see the things because people saw Suicide Squad, people saw
Which is crazier.
Batman vs. Superman.
Like,
people
Suicide
saw
Squad.
Wonder
people
Woman.
Went to a movie called Suicide Squad.
True.
In the world that we live in now, where suicide and squad are synonymous with one thing. And that's terrorism.
Yeah. It's a really weird thing. Because I feel like, oh, Suicide Squad, an average person doesn't know, like, what that means. Doesn't
yeah.
know that, like, the Joker's really in it, even though they use it to advertise.
Yeah.
Still doesn't know what it is offhand. But I assume the Justice League is, like, big enough for people to just know that term. As
yeah.
a team up.
Like, Justice League is synonymous with superheroes.
Yeah. So, I understand why they're confused, because I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't understand this box office. Why it didn't. But I guess people are just, like, assumed it's like that many got burned before. That's the only thing I can think. I don't know. Because the Wonder Woman, it's not like Wonder Woman helped. Like, oh, well, Wonder Woman's back again. Come on, guys, go see it. But it happened.
Yeah.
So, it's like impossible to predict. It's simpler to predict the Marvel movie, Star Wars movie, Pixar movie. Those have
Is
like,
it, though? Pixar movies. Or the? We'll see.
Well, what's the movie doing right now?
Well, Coco's doing great.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, like, the next one.
What's the next?
Who knows?
Like, probably Incredibles.
Incredibles 2.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. But
like,
Toy
even... Story, the next Toy Story?
Yeah, but what about John Lasseter?
Yeah. Is that crucial to Pixar's magic?
I don't know. That's the thing.
Yeah. That's the thing I never know.
They say, like, people are hoping that Pete Docter steps up. Because he's the director of Up and Monsters, Inc.
Mm-hmm.
And just a nice guy. I remember one time at Comic-Con, I asked him a question, and he answered it.
Quality person right there.
I said, I'm sure I can speak for many people here that they want to see a sequel to Monsters, Inc. And he said, as long as if we get a good script, we'll make the movie. I was like, okay. That's all I need to know.
They didn't do it. They didn't get a good... They're like, let's go prequel.
Let's go prequel.
Very hard to do a sequel
let's go
where
prequel
we can't
and
scare
just
any kids anymore.
Ruin the canon.
Yeah, you can't do it. Very hard.
Is it, though? It's like funny people.
I know. Very hard.
Yeah. But you wouldn't want to watch... I think it'd be more enjoyable to watch that movie.
If Funny People was... Oh.
Yeah, and animated.
Definitely be entertaining. Okay,
yeah.
You sold me.
Yeah.
Send them that script.
Yeah.
Maybe now they're waiting for your
I do a word-for-word rewrite. I just change Adam Sandler's name.
That's what they do on a lot
to
of
Sully.
Movies.
To Sully.
They literally do...
It's Seth Rogen as Mike Wazowski.
It's just a repeat of other movies. Just,
yeah.
And people...
No, but I go like beat for beat.
Literally beat for beat.
Yeah. It was like a dick sucking scene, everything.
You're like, whoa, you cut that scene, then we're good.
Yeah. So yeah, is that. Did I write that?
I wrote that.
I don't remember what I don't think I wrote anything really.
So we don't know if the Flashpoint movie is really still happening. But they say if it is happening, Batman's going to appear.
And we don't know if Ben Affleck is going to appear in the Batman.
I know. He's not doing it.
He's not.
There's no way.
They said that I've been reading that Justice League was the reason, was like the perfect out for him.
Yeah. Even though it's weird, like goes off on a cliffhanger of them putting tape.
Yeah. How funny would it be if he died during construction of the,
that would
the Hall of Justice?
He just dies. He was always a normal human.
Like, he gets crushed by the table. They're like, now we must.
Yeah, he's not doing it.
Apparently,
no way.
Did you hear that, like, that shell that shoots out of the tank is supposed to be symbolic of the shell that fell in Batman vs. Superman when his mom and dad get killed? Because, like, he
really?
Was supposed to be sacrificing himself. Like, in the original script, apparently.
Yeah.
He was supposed to feel so guilty of... him being responsible for Superman's death that he sacrifices himself.
Yeah.
And like those two shells falling are supposed to marry each other.
Mm, got it.
That's not that smart.
See, Zack Snyder's got all this artsy stuff going on.
And I'm like, just make a movie.
Tell me a good
story. Yeah.
Don't give me these visual shell. I don't care.
Yeah.
I honestly don't.
I was like, that's too much work.
Yeah.
If you do a callback to the same movie, I'm cool with it. But a callback to a different movie.
We get it. It's all about his parents. Get it on that base level.
Like, the only way that would work is if that kid, that Russian kid, that girl,
mm-hmm.
saw it all happen And she's like, I'm going to be Batgirl.
There you
go. And then we get a Russian Batgirl. We get Putin to pay for it. He finances the movie. Cause
yeah. And then they'll be like, pro-Russian.
Yeah. And then we get Red Sun, and eventually.
Yes. Yes. Superman can keep dying, and then he can come back as a different version of
him. Yeah.
That's what they should do with Superman. Keep killing him. And he gets resurrected again, but it's like
Cyborg Superman.
yeah.
That one Shaq Superman.
Yeah, Steel.
Yeah.
Just keep coming back.
Exactly. Justice League news. It's projected to lose. This is outdated information for sure. It's projected to lose 50 to 100 million. I wouldn't be surprised if that, that number went up.
Yeah. Because I think it costs like 300 million just to film all the shoots and everything. Mm-hmm. It's nuts.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even like CGI.
Yeah, I was in Singapore when it came out there.
Yeah.
And one of my coworkers went to go see it.
Yeah.
Found out my coworker was quite the homie, because he was into Pokemon. He was playing Pokemon.
Nice.
He watched superhero movies.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
He's like, I was like, how did he like it? He's like, it was all right. He's like, it was better than everything else.
Yeah, it's the same level as us.
Yeah.
We're like, it's all right. I mean, not Suicide Squad bad. Not that man.
Yeah.
But it's like, live in too good an age for superhero movies that they're made by Marvel.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman was this year. Logan was. Thor was.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was this year. It's like the bottom tier of those things. But what we got last year from DC.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all you can say.
It's amazing that this movie came out at all.
Yeah.
I'm not going to waver from that point. That this movie.
Well, it had to come out. I mean, look, it's doing bad, but like, my box has. $567.4 million.
That's not horrible.
Yeah. But I think, yeah. So that's probably. 50 to 100 might be accurate.
Yeah.
Because if it costs 300 million, and then I assume it's at least 300 advertising.
Marketing,
maybe.
Yeah.
That's...
But this is supposed to be like a tentpole film.
Yeah. That's pretty bad for like when you think that Batman v Superman did like 890 or something.
Yeah.
I mean, even Suicide Squad did the same. Like 890, whatever. That's
like, this is. A huge loss because, like, this is if Toy Story 4 flopped.
Yeah.
It's like that equivalent. Like, this is supposed to make, you have to really screw up to not make money doing this.
Yeah. Like, these movies, the sequels are supposed to do fun.
Yeah.
Like, where it used to be the case where sequels don't make as much money. But nowadays, sequels are supposed, like, unless there's like a, especially, well, the big sci-fi.
Yeah.
How
does Star Trek 3 do, though, versus Star Trek?
That's a good question. That probably did go
down. 1 and 2. Yeah, do domestic anyways.
Yes, domestic. First one went 257. Second one, 28. Third, 150. That dropped. Stun.
Yeah. A stun.
Combined two. But that, I guess that tells me why they're not making a fourth. No.
Oh, here's worldwide. Into Darkness actually made more worldwide.
Yeah.
It was 467. Then 385.7, then 343.5 for...
So worldwide, it kind of...
Into Darkness, Star Trek, then Star Trek Beyond.
Okay, so worldwide, it's similar. Looks like it may have gone up. Or worldwide. Or third. I mean...
No, the second one made the most. Worldwide.
Yeah, but this... The third... The international... Not...
Yeah.
It may have made...
So overseas, this Into Darkness made the most, then Beyond, and then Star Trek 1. So it still had a fall, but.
Yeah.
Fox News, it was.
Fox News?
Fox News. I don't even know how to make a joke about. I have no.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar at all. With
I didn't know anywhere to go.
Conservatism.
Conservationism.
Yeah.
Right. That's what conservatives.
That's what they
are
do.
For. They're all about the environment. Maybe.
If only. So people are looking to buy Fox, except for the sports and news.
Yeah.
Segment.
They don't want.
No, they're not.
I think
allowed
more
to buy
likely
it.
Fox. Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah, that's some big money maker for them, and these other companies aren't allowed to buy that.
Oh, they're not allowed to?
Yeah, because
oh,
cause I guess because you can't have more than one broadcast
like
channel.
ESPN can't, like, that means Disney would own ESPN and Fox.
Well, not just that, but
and news stuff.
And ABC. So,
yeah.
Like, I guess companies are limited to one broadcast channel per company.
Okay.
So, you can't own Fox, the TV channel, and ABC.
Yeah.
Because those are considered broadcast channels.
Yeah.
Which is why ESPN is not a broadcast cable. It's considered cable.
Correct.
It's not broadcast.
Yeah.
So, Sony and Universal are looking to buy it to merge with the Spider-Man universe. Everything they got going on there. But then it came out that Disney's talks are back on.
Yes.
Which leads me to think Avengers 4 debut of X-Men? Question mark?
No way. No, it's impossible. Because they're filming now.
Avengers 4 debut of Fantastic Four?
It's
question mark?
It's too late for any of that.
You say that, but they filmed a second version of Civil War
no,
with Spider-Man and one without.
But we heard about the news, and then they were casting him. Like, it's not like they were filming it, and then
but
we heard about the news.
But how would we know if they even cast four people that we don't even look to think?
Yeah, but I can't imagine that big a thing.
I would imagine the thing is massive in this universe.
The thing is probably pretty big. I don't know, he's pretty big in the last
movie. Yeah.
You never ended up seeing that, right?
No. Yeah. There's a few movies I choose to never watch in my life.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of the Crystal Skull. Me too. I've seen the first
I fell
like 5 minutes.
Too,
because
I feel
most of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, I just have chosen that my life is not meant to watch those because I keep falling asleep during them. Independence Day 2.
Yeah, that's a that.
There's a few movies, and Fantastic Four, the newest one is
yeah,
on that list
not
as well.
A bad one.
So. I hope Disney buys them.
Yeah, I think all of us do. We don't. No one's that intrigued
about. But
what
happens with the X-Men universe as it is?
They destroy it
and merge it with.
I don't think you merge it. Merge. You start over.
Well, no. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like you start over and you merge. Like you like fold it into.
I don't think you fold it in though.
To the MCU.
You
no, I'm saying like
characters.
You fold in this. Yeah, you fold into this new universe.
Like, I don't think you do
like a
here's
cross.
Here's a
portal. No. Definitely not.
Are.
I'm saying you fold in, like you just weave in and say like, oh yeah, so like Xavier's Xavier's school for the young and gifted has been here the whole time.
Yeah, and maybe a mute sealing mutants from the world.
Yeah,
I mean that's a good way to do it.
Like the mascara.
Yeah, like I don't know how you do it. Like they'll think of a better way that happens. But
Professor Xavier. Because
you
that.
Got, you still, I like, you still like the, I don't know. It's hard to do it because you're, well, Wolverine was, because you still like the whole backstory of like, Magneto was in a, like in the hall, like, prison camp. I like that version.
Yeah.
You can't really make them, I don't, well, you could. I mean, they could start from scratch and say, oh, now they're just growing up now.
Oh, what if we get introduced to, what's her name's? Father. Yeah. What's her name? Character?
Wanda Mac.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, here's my dad.
It's like, Magneto.
Oh. And someone's like, you're a mutant? And then we're like, it's yes. Done. Disney owns it.
Gun. As soon as they say the word mutant, you're like, oh, we're in.
Oh.
We know it now. Yeah, I don't know the best way to do it, but I really hope they get no one is intrigued about like Spider-Man and X-Men.
I think it's more a Spider-Man Fantastic Four crossover.
Yeah, that's
that's what the people are excited about.
Yeah, but even that, like, if it's not with the MCU,
but what about that one movie? What's New Mutants? Does that still get made?
It's already in stuff that's already made is getting made.
Is it still released?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's so weird.
Deadpool 2 is coming out.
See, that's crazy.
I don't think anything else has gotten to the stage. Like,
Isn't there another X-Men movie? Phoenix.
Dark Phoenix. Oh yeah, that one started filming too.
Yeah.
So I think everything gets made, and they plan to release that like after all that stuff. I don't think.
So we're gonna have to wait like a bajillion years.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, you're waiting until after Avengers.
Could you imagine?
And then
though? Maybe
if you get it by then, you see them at the end after credits.
Yeah. Wanda Maximoff will return in X-Men.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna start with them getting it first, but I don't. There's no way you can secretly do like they have to plan so far ahead. Like they said it was like a real struggle to Spider-Man and Civil War.
Yeah, but that's like a partnership deal. This is just buying them.
Yeah, but no, struggled to do it because it was so late.
Yeah.
Late. Filming. I don't know. I'm just hoping they can do this. Then you get so much. You not only get like get all the there's a bunch of space stuff for Fantastic Four and X-Men. Like you can't use those villains.
Yeah,
and it's like the villains is my like getting Doctor Doom is huge.
Yeah,
you do that like all that stuff just as big as getting characters. They're like they don't know what they're doing with villains. They're just like pulling out guys. I don't
Maybe
know
they
is.
Could do that where they weave the whole Latveria thing into Sokovia Fallen.
Yeah, the Latveria rises out of the ashes.
Ooh,
that's a really good idea. They're already both made up countries.
Might as well. And they're all both in Eastern Europe. Might as well.
Exactly. That seems like brilliant. And everyone's saying, like, you can say, well, the Avengers Tower was, no one knows where that, Avengers, and they're saying Baxter building.
Yeah, exactly. Before. Like, what if what if they bought that building?
Yeah. There's a lot of things you can do that they've already set up, but not really. They're good at, like, doing that stuff where you could just do whatever.
Does Hawkeye have any history with
dying.
No, with the X-Men, though. Because then maybe we can do that on his isolated house land.
Yeah.
As we just do Xavier's like, school for the...
His house will get destroyed somehow and be like, this is Oberia. I mean, people never tracked me that I had a wife.
Yeah.
So.
And kids,
yeah.
Who knows how stupid those kids are.
Too.
Homeschooled.
Yeah, do they even have his name? I don't know how this... Do they have pseudonyms?
Not good
Are
question.
People really after Hawkeye that badly that he needs to hide his whole life that much? How often does he see his family?
Yeah.
He seems to be gone quite a bit. They need the Hawkeye.
They do.
Just his family life.
Yeah, just his regular day-to-day life.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Like almost like an end of watch type deal where you see his like home dynamic.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you promised to not go out again. Honey, the world needs... I need you. I'm like, this is being written.
Yeah, he's like, Cap called me. I needed to fight in this little civil war. I need to go to Germany. It's like, what? You just said you got out of the game.
Yeah.
Why do you rush it back?
Just give me my
It's like, I shot golf and I made a hole in one. What else do I have to say?
Yeah. Who knows where he went golfing to?
Yeah, we don't know. He's an enigma, that Hawkeye.
Yeah. Do you think he just makes his own golf course?
Yeah, he's like anything.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that.
He like just shoots an arrow really far, and he's like, okay, that will be
spot.
Like, it'll make a hole in the ground, and then I'll shoot a golf ball into it, and it'll be hole in one, and then it's like his whole life is just
so good.
Sometimes he'll just miss throwing a piece of paper into the trash can on purpose. Just to see what it feels like.
I can fail.
Yeah.
We got some Captain Marvel news. We got a casting. Jude Law is going to be cast as Mar-Vell, who is the original Captain. a mentor.
But not like the DC Captain
no,
Marvel.
No, no, no. He's not the original from DC. They now call Shazam Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel. Marvel Universe. Had Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers gets power from. And he's an alien.
Yeah.
I think he's a-
Which makes sense because Jude Law looks.
Yeah. Well, I assume he'll also have a human.
Too. Yeah, which makes sense because Jude Law also has a human form.
Yeah, because I think I read a little bit about that. Where he's like undercover.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see some of that. Good cast.
Yeah.
I like Jude Law. Got both Watsons. Marv.
Mm-hmm.
Got Sherlock.
Yeah. Which is strange.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, because maybe we'll get a movie with both. All four of them together?
Yeah.
Are they?
They are. This first announcement, people were like, when's that movie coming?
All four of them?
Marvel, yeah.
In one scene?
In one scene. Hey, we're getting close. We're getting...
There's a game afoot. It's just something that they just say that.
No shit, Sherlock.
Yeah. That would be so weird. That's
going a little too far?
That's too far.
Oh. All right. Everyone would love it, though.
Speaking of going too far.
Yes. Multiple Man.
We'll probably be going too far.
A little too far. James Franco's X-Men movie that he's making.
This one is not going to be made, right? There's no way this one's going to...
I don't see
this
one being made. This is the craziest movie I've ever heard of.
If Disney talks are back on. There's no way this movie's going to be made.
Yeah, I don't think it's being made. But if it is made, it's going to be rated R. Because, you know, that's Fox's game now.
Yeah.
Do all R's. Which isn't a bad move, but it's like, we don't care about the character.
It helps curb piracy.
Just make that X-Force. Just make me some Deadpool, some X-Force. Make me another Wolverine movie, but with the girl as Wolverine.
What if Disney talks... are only because of Josh Brolin, and they're just being super petty.
You took Thanos away from us. You're gonna release him a month later in theaters. After
you know
us.
How confused audiences are gonna be.
I don't know. I think they just talk because they're like, "Oh no!" After the Avengers, after we start killing people, need some new characters because I know we can take crap and make it good. It's a lot easier to plan movies. Had all the X-Men.
Yeah.
Then you can do a whole world narrative. What?
Well, the rumor is that they're going to do House of M. That'll kind of be like the restart to the whole universe. And they can only do that. Well, they can do it now.
You need mute.
But you need the mute. That's so important.
Wait, how do you do it now?
Yeah. It's you can set it up now.
Can't like no one cares about the Inhumans.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, they'd be better if Marvel made a movie for them, but still no one would care about them.
Not anymore.
Yeah, you burn the bridge.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was like their original plan or something. Scarlet Witch, like
Inhumans, yeah. Like,
I was against that right away.
And Marvel apparently has the next 20 movies planned after Infinity War.
You think they're thinking about Fox stuff in that 20 movie?
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely and probably not, because apparently Fox can't think of 20 movies, which is why Multiple Man is coming out.
That's true.
But
yeah, if you were to tell, like, how do you do a Multiple Man movie before, like, so many other characters? It's so bizarre.
Easy. The failure of Fantastic Four.
I guess that's why. They're like, Fantastic Four is a big name.
And they
can't
return back to Wolverine.
They're right. You're right.
And they're like, how many Deadpool movies can we make?
I guess, yeah, that's true. I guess I give them more credit for doing that.
Then just keep on returning.
Then just making Wolverine, like, rebooting.
Yeah.
So, alright. Black, but still, that's when you need the movie to be good. Some of these movies don't... I guess Fox does all need their... I guess they've proven they need their movies to be good.
Yeah.
They don't have many ones that are bad that people Like, they're usually good. I mean, they haven't had a track record of being that bad. I mean, like, no one really saw Lock. Good.
Yeah. And I heard Oscar Isaac looked really weird in that movie.
Like, he's a good actor. Why is he acting?
Yeah. On to some TV news.
Yes, Harley Quinn is getting an animated TV series on DC's streaming.
Which apparently is a thing. Yeah. But not yet.
Not yet. Network's going to put Young Justice and New Titans.
But are they going to put Batman the Animated Series on there?
They should. No, they I mean, they have such a catalog. They should. I don't know what they're going to act there.
Only Teen Titans Go.
Yeah, that's it. Get the kids on that note. But I think they're trying to get Margot Robbie voice.
Makes sense.
If that actually. I don't know when, even when this. It's got to. Maybe. Huh. Wait and see. Are these.
Yeah, I think it's 2018.
Yeah. Probably. Next year, I would guess late. But we also got our first look at Robin in Titan. So. Looks pretty legit, I think.
Yeah.
That's as good as Robin as you're going to get.
Looks
on screen.
Really good cosplay, though.
Yeah, true. Yeah. Actually. I don't know.
How do those masks stick on?
Question. I'm learning the same thing.
Because they cover his eyebrows, and I can't imagine it's
like
any sort of adhesive, because that would hurt if you
true.
Had to take it off your eyebrows.
Off every... I don't know.
Question. Maybe you get magnets implanted under your skin, like tiny rare earth magnets.
I don't.
Fitting though, that'd be cool. Wonder how painful that would be. You could probably use some pretty small magnets and do it.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks. It looks like it does. Maybe they have some other kind of.
Yeah.
Or maybe they just torture the actors.
Make them I was saying like practical, like in real life.
Oh, in real, I thought you were talking about what he did in that act.
No. Unless it's like a suction cup thing. Sticks to your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyways. Yeah, it looks good. Yeah. Looks like the Robin we all want, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You always wonder when the TV shows out, like, how, what are they going to do? Sometimes, like, oh, it's inspired by the characters. It looks all.
Mm-hmm.
Good start.
Yeah. Star Wars news. There's a rumor that Daisy Ridley wants to give up the role of Rey after episode 9, but Disney's saying it's not true.
Give.
Like, I don't know. Replace her? I have no idea.
Do that. I get if she doesn't want to do one right away.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they're going to do it. I honestly think they're going
to. No, they said it was going to be the end of the Skywalker saga, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. But, like, I think they're going to not go even to that storyline.
Yeah,
they're going to go somewhere completely different.
Which is so risky.
Yeah, but I don't think you could do it over and over. Like, imagine if we kept getting Luke Skywalker's adventures after the Empire. That's just a weird thing, I think. You're just like, oh, and it keeps going. Keep going. This 30-year, 40-year gap.
Yeah, but what if we found out that he could live forever?
Who?
Luke Skywalker.
Well, who cares? I mean, it's just not as
like you're telling me.
The story.
I want to see what happens to Yoda in like the 600s of his age.
Yeah, Yoda, you could do that.
He probably had wild 600s.
They should do like a Yoda saga. You can jump through time. He's a thousand.
And like the actor's not going to change.
Exactly. That's he's got to do stuff. He's got so much time. Everyone else, you're like.
They should do that. Like, you know how I said I wanted that Marvel What If show?
Yes.
They should do like Yoda's stories.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's him sitting in Dagobah.
Yeah.
Like, let me tell you about the story.
That would be a good idea.
And then, like, then it goes. It'd be very, like, campy, like, 90s.
Definitely.
But you set it up as Yoda telling you the story, and it's a flashback.
Yeah.
Oh, how fun that would be. It's like a TV show.
Then you just, like, know the whole premise. Like, not talking to anyone.
Yeah. And then, like maybe some force ghosts make an appearance.
Maybe he's talking to force ghosts.
Yeah.
He's like, Mace Windu, did I ever tell you about my adventure?
Yoda. So that's my new impersonation.
Not bad.
Yeah. Snakes on a plane. That was way worse.
I was killed
by the Emperor. By the Senator Palpatine.
He electrocuted me.
And Anakin just stood there and watched. It's morphing into Obama.
Stood there and watched.
Yeah. Yoda. So yeah, that's only. Video game news: EA lost like $6 billion in valuation.
Yeah,
and they keep saying that they don't want it. They don't believe in cosmetic only, because they would mess with the canon. So then people online have been like, "Well, what about this costume? What about this costume? What about this costume? What about this costume? Does this costume mess with the canon?" And it's all like Clone Wars and stuff like that. So
yeah, yeah, they're just saying stuff. They don't.
Yeah.
Are people really take, like, I guess there's canon, and I guess all the comic books and all the
video
games
are
all canon.
You can have Rey fight Darth Maul.
Yeah, how's
in
that?
The game.
How is that canon?
How is that canon?
Yeah. So I don't think it's canon when you're playing the game outside of the story of the game.
Yeah.
Right? If it's the story of the game, maybe. But if it's the game of the game, it's not canon, obviously.
And if you care that much, then do like a canon only mode, and then do a
exactly
a fun mode.
It's just
yeah. So EA is idiots. EA is just stupid.
Yep, that's why they're losing all that money.
Yeah, rightfully. People were posting pictures of Black Friday, and how Battlefront 2 was still on shelves.
Yeah,
what a beautiful sight. It was like all empty shelves except for Battlefront 2.
Yeah,
I mean, I bought it, but yeah. I'm different.
I'm fun.
I won't say that. I'll just say I bought it.
Not fun?
It's all right. Yeah. But.
Better than the first one, though?
I bought it because I had to review it. Oh, way better than the first one.
Okay.
Because there is a story mode in the second one.
Yeah.
The existence of it at all. Because it's just interesting because, like, I played Puzzles and Dragons. I haven't played for a while. But that app.
Yeah.
And the EU decided to ban it because it has that loot box thing.
Oh, they ban stuff like that?
So the game got banned, and now people in the EU are pissed because they're like, well, I put all this money into this game. And then people are like, well, you have to realize that, like, all because you're putting money into it doesn't mean it's going to be there forever.
True. People don't think. People are weird.
Yeah.
They're like, investing money in.
I was like, how are you going to get your money out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So on Netflix today, When Calls the Heart, Season 4. Come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about sequel, remake, adaptation, industry news, and an original movie that's a retelling of a biopic. So, yeah. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.